Beside my desk chair, there's a clutch of books tipped against the bookcase. They're there because I go to them a lot to check facts, get ideas, review techniques. Dory Greenspan's books are usually in the front row. Dory's covered nearly everything in her career. Consummate recipe creator, baker, she's got two shops now in New York, storyteller, and master of techniques, which is why it's always fun to talk with her. Dory, good to have you back.
Great to be back with you, Lynn. Thank you.
You know, I was thinking about, because you're always working on some new technique, and I was thinking about poaching. And, you know, we poach fish, we know about poaching chicken, but poaching red meat, that's not something people do.
You know, it's so interesting. I make a dish called beef on a string, and it's a kind of pared-down, I think of it as elegant, version of pot-au-feu. And pot-au-feu is, it comes from the old mettre le pot au feu, put the pot on the fire, and it's essentially a boiled dinner, and I was thinking of it as so French, and then as I was walking over, I'm thinking, well, not so much. New England boiled dinner.
Yeah, corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage, exactly. So I think when we think of putting beef in a pot with liquid, we think of stew. But in fact, we can poach it. And that's, it's a gentler technique. And when you make beef on a string, gentle is the word. And what you get is an elegant, elegant meal that you can make for four, you can make for eight, you can make for 20, which is what I did this New Year's Eve.
So, all right, so now the difference between the stewing and the poaching is what?
Well, in the case of beef on a string, it's time. I poach it for a very, very short time. And I think of a stew as being having saucy.
Right,
when you're poaching,
right.
Yeah, when you're poaching, you end up with a broth or a bouillon. And traditionally, you would have the bouillon separate from the beef. So it's lighter. To me, everything about poaching is light and gentle and in some ways pure. It's funny to think of poached beef as a light dish, but that's the way I think about it.
Well, so now with you, when you do beef on a string, you're usually using a really tender cut of meat, right?
Exactly, exactly. So it's a splurge dish because it's either a rump steak or a fillet of beef, a tenderloin.
And then you're poaching it to what? Like medium rare? And then out it comes?
Rare, rare, rare. Okay, so when you do it in France, you go to the butcher, the guy with that fabulous, you know, apron that goes kind of low cut into the side.
Yeah,
I think
right.
Be sexy.
One shoulder apron.
So
right.
You go to the butcher and you say, I'm making beef on a string. And if he's over the age of 50, he'll know exactly what you're talking about. This is almost a lost recipe. And younger butchers look at me like, huh? What do you want, lady? but the older ones know that they should tie the beef up the way a traditional roast is tied, and to leave a very, very long string at the end of it. And that's so that you can put the beef into the poaching liquid and you can lift it out by the string.
I see. Okay, so now take us, just walk us through it.
Okay, you would start by making a bouillon. And I like to start with blackening onions, blackening bones. I put some oxtail in it. And then I deglaze, in a sense, I get up all the goop from the bottom of the stock pot
right.
with some cold water, and then I add vegetables. And it's interesting. When the first time I made it, I tasted the bouillon, and it was good, but not fabulous the way I wanted it to be. And a friend of mine in Paris, a fabulous cook, said to me, you know what you're missing? The beef bouillon cube. And every French cook I've talked to about this dish says the same thing. I just leave you with that. So you make this bouillon, and you can make this 2 days ahead. It's great if you make it ahead. Put it in the refrigerator, chill it. You can take the fat off it. There actually isn't. It's rare that you get a lot of fat in this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I discard the vegetables. They've kind of done their job. I have this clear, flavorful bouillon that I'm about to make even more flavorful because I poach my vegetables in it. So I poach them until they're completely cooked, and I put those aside. And that you can do about 2 hours or more before you're serving the dish.
Any vegetable that you want or any variety,
well,
right?
I normally use, in winter, I use small potatoes and onions and carrots and parsnips and celery root, all the root vegetables. But this can be a spring dish as well. And you can use green beans and you can use radishes and you can use, small carrots. You can really play with this dish. And you've already got a root vegetable base, so you've got that flavor. And then when the vegetables are done, I just put them in a bowl with some of the bouillon over it. Then turn up the heat really high, get that bouillon really, really hot, and poach the beef. If you have a fillet that's, about 3 inches around or so,
right,
it really is just 15 minutes.
And that's it.
You want it rare, rare, rare. Take it out, let it rest just a little bit, cut it, and it will be almost, as the French would say, bleu. Blue. And you want it that way because you can now take that beef and serve it to any degree of doneness you want. The way I serve this dish is I put the beef in a shallow soup plate. I put the vegetables around it. And then if I want to keep it that rare, I ladle a little bit of the broth around the beef. If I want it better done, I use the hot broth to flash cook that beef at the last minute.
And so do you serve the bouillon first, or do you serve
it all
together?
Well, I'm very selfish. You're supposed to serve the bouillon as its separate course. But here's what I do. I don't give it to my guests. I give them just enough in the bottom of the soup bowl, soup plate, really, to make everything glistening. And then I save that to serve the following day and the day after as beef vegetable soup. So I can actually get about 3 meals out of this because the leftover beef becomes either sandwiches or a great salad, a beef salad afterwards. But on serving night, just a little bit of broth, it's so flavorful and it makes everything glisten and it's beautiful. And then I serve the traditional condiments that go with pot-au-feu. So horseradish, mustard, both grainy and Dijon, maybe some pickles, coarse salt, and a peppermill. And everybody can play with their food that way and season it and dress it just the way they want.
Perfect party food. Dory, you just rock. Thank you.
Lynn, it's exactly the way I feel about you. Great to be together.
Good to talk to you. Dory Greenspan is author of Around My French Table. She's now marketing her cookies in New York at her shops and online at her website, Beurre et Sel, which is butter and salt, and there's nothing wrong with that. For her party dish par excellence, that beef on a string recipe, check out the website, splendidtable.org.